Hey, Bill O'Reilly, welcome to the No Spin News, Wednesday, November 18th, 2020. Stand up for your country. And our lead story tonight is Steve Hasser. I know what you're asking yourself. Who is Steve Hasser? Well, he's a very smart viewer of ours from St. Louis, and he's mad at me, mad at your humble correspondent. All right, so let's get into it because it pertains to every one of us. So Steve Hasser writes, O'Reilly, you're making excuses. You're saying that our election system can be blackmailed by threats of violence from the left. Why do you think we 74 million will find that acceptable? I'm not finding anything acceptable, and I'm not saying anything. I'm reporting, Steve. I'm reporting. All right. As I told you Monday, it's my job to tell you the truth. And I have. So what Steve is referring to, as I said, in order for the election to be stayed or overturned by the Supreme Court, you would have to have a very compelling amount of evidence that is visible to everyone. Can't be a theory, can't be an opinion, can't be something like, some observers were denied in Philadelphia. It's got to rise to a very high level. Why? Because the Supreme Court justices are human beings. They know if they stay the election, if they turn it around and President Trump turns out to be the winner, there'll be violence in this country, violence on the streets. That will happen. And the Supreme Court justices know it. Therefore, to make that kind of a judgment, you would have to have incontrovertible proof that every American could see. I discussed this today with Sean Hannity, who was running down the litany of fraud accusations, many of which are true. I don't believe there was an honest count done in Philadelphia or Detroit or Milwaukee or Clark County, Las Vegas. I don't believe there was an honest count done. I don't believe there was an honest count done in Fulton County. That's Atlanta, Georgia. Okay? I could be wrong, but the evidence says there were illegalities, irregularities that took place. But do they rise to the level of overturning an election? That's what the Supreme Court, the only body, the only one who could stop this train, and the train has to be stopped by December 7th when the votes are certified. So getting back to Steve, Steve is mad at me for reporting that. He thinks I'm advocating for the Supreme Court justices. He thinks that I'm condoning if they voted against staying the election, and I'm not. Not doing any of that. I'm bringing you information that's real. Think back. How many people told you there was going to be a Trump landslide? Think about it. When you're listening to the radio or watching television, how many people came on and told you, Trump's going to win, he's going to win big? All right? I didn't say that. I reported it was going to be very close. I also reported whoever wins Pennsylvania becomes the next president. Both of those things happened, all right? I went against many on the right who were convinced it would be a landslide for Donald Trump. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/Bill. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/BILL.
All right, Andrew Cuomo, governor of New York, giving himself a raise, $25,000, taking him up to $250,000 a year. Well worth it, don't you think? The New York State, you ready for this? New York State owes... Let me get the exact figure. $30 billion. $30 billion they owe. He's never gonna pay it. Never in a million. You could charge as much. You could charge $150 to go over the George Washington Bridge. You're never gonna pay this. But Cuomo gives himself a raise. Ah, you gotta love it, right? You gotta love it. This day in history, November 18th, 1978. Reverend Jim Jones, Guyana, South America, mass suicide. Remember the story? There's the creep. All right, he was in San Francisco. He's a cult guy. Hundreds of people gathered to him. San Francisco authorities going to charge him with a bunch of crimes. This is way back in 1978 when there was actual law and order in San Francisco. He flees to South America, Jones does. All right, a congressman, Leo Ryan from California, comes to see what Jones and his cult is doing down there, and they shoot him dead. All right, the congressman shot dead, whereupon the Guyanese authorities and the American authorities start to track what Jones is doing. He leads his followers into a mass murder-suicide. 909 people drink poison Kool-Aid. 909 people. If you don't know the story, it's an amazing story. One of the first ones I covered as a journalist. I wasn't down there, but I was following it very closely. 42 years ago today. The People's Temple mass suicide. Hang tough, and here's an announcement. Did you know Fast-Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code Bill at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com, use promo code Bill at checkout. All right, so I'm going to do a lot of charity work, as I said, over the holiday season. I'm starting today with a group called Military Java Group. Now, this is a crew that makes coffee. I'm not a big coffee drinker, but I have a cup, maybe one a day. So 50% of Military Java Group profits go to the Semper Fi Fund. And there are the products. The Semper Fi Fund helps vets who are catastrophically injured. All right, they supply all kinds of things to them. This is a great charity, Semper Fi. And, you know, these military guys, Military Java Group, located in Henderson, North Carolina. And the guy who founded it, Matt Phillips, originally from Williston Park, Long Island, right near where I am now. And I want to help him. So you go to Military Java Group, one word, Java is J-A-V-A, militaryjavagroup.com, and get some coffee. 50% of profits go to the Semper Fi Fund. You can also order on Amazon. So if we, this is what I want. This is, you know, we do it in a BillO'Reilly.com store too. So you buy something, we give you something free. We're not trying to gut you, all right? We're trying to spread happiness, joy. 'Tis the season. And I'm going to try to do this as much as I can in a final thought to promote good organizations who are really trying to uplift the country. We all need to be uplifted. Final thought. See you tomorrow.